Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 6, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released April 24th and 25th, 2003.
Nazarene, we recently reported that anyone who works on the soap opera All My Children is damned because they are going to show an episode where two lesbians kiss. One of our friends in Cincinnati, Ohio asks, will the fans of this show also be damned for watching this?
That depends very much, Alora, on how much they support the homosexual cause. If they make no protest about this situation, if they do not contact the people that make this abomination and tell them that they do not appreciate this being shown on the air, that they are promoting homosexuality and teaching this lifestyle to children and corrupting the souls of children, yes, they have a serious problem, and they will have to denounce this when they reach the gates of heaven. But they will not necessarily be damned for this single act. It will definitely harm their souls and put a debt on them that they will have to repay when they reach the kingdom of God, and they will have to do a great deal of work to correct the error that they have done, the sin that they have committed by not speaking out against this abomination. But this single act will not necessarily damn them. If it is part of a series of acts that they permit, then they have a serious problem. If they are teaching children that this type of behavior is acceptable and it's perfectly all right for them to do it, and it does them no harm whatsoever, they're in a lot of trouble. It all depends on their overall actions, Alora. A single event might not damn someone. It will hurt them when they ignore it, but it does not necessarily damn them.
Whoa! Scary stuff, Nazarene. But once again, I had a feeling that's what you'd say.
Maybe the day will come, Alora, that you will know me so well that I won't even have to answer the questions. You'll just tell people what I would think about it anyway.
We'll be back after the break.
God here. Our good friends Kevin and Bean say their radio station is the world-famous K-Rock. But I'll tell you something else. It's also damn hot in the kingdom of God. Everybody listens to it in my kingdom and enjoys it very much. You should, too.
Nazarene, what are you doing now you and the angelic messengers are no longer working to help the Iraqi soldiers? And why did you stop doing this when you did?
Alora, to tell you the absolute truth, Demetrius is a little bit angry at me because I'm delving into his territory right now. I am being absolutely nasty. I am being mean. I am going after anyone that opposes us, anyone that knows we are real and will not tell the world about the Kingdom of God's peace proposal. I am really going out there, and if I can find the slightest little bit of evil they are doing, if I can find the slightest little thing they are doing wrong, I am hacking right at them and attacking with everything I've got, especially the media, who will not speak and will not tell that we are real, that we are true, and what you are saying is true, even though they know it is true and you have been proven true over and over again. That's what I am doing, Alora. And why we stopped when we did, we didn't need to do anymore. Our mission in that particular circumstance had been fulfilled. Now we are shifting our emphasis to Turkey and Syria, which will be the next problems for the United States, because they're afraid that the United States is gaining too much influence on their turf, and they want to stop the United States any way they can, and they're going to be pure pests. So we're going to help them along a little bit. We're going to influence them a little bit, and we're going to make them as miserable to the United States as we possibly can. And we're going to make as many headaches for the United States as we can until the United States accepts the Kingdom of God's peace proposal for the Middle East.
Uh-oh, God mad again, and I'm glad I'm one of the good guys.
Not half as much as we are, Laura. If you were one of the bad guys, we wouldn't have a prayer. Without you and Demetrius, what would we be able to do? Absolutely nothing.
We'll be back again.